On the first day of TV, to me, a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
You mean the raw virus?
On the second day of TV, to me, two sloppy comforts in the dirty. On the third day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts in the dirty cracker.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. A spur of the moment bullshit.
On the fourth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack during HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the fifth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Five golden showers. Four
dick and nuts.
Three two in the dirty crack during HIV. On the sixth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Six recalculus, you don't showers. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack during HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the seventh day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Seven gainers gaining six recalculus, you don't. Five golden showers. Four
dick and nuts. AIDS, I was talking about AIDS.
TV, Jim Henson played for me.
More creamy shit.
Eight pussies creaming, seven gainers gaining, six calculus utards, five golden showers, four
sweet rectum,
three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts.
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of TV, Jim Henson knew me.
Fuck yeah.
Eight pussies screaming, seven gators gaining, six recalculus utards,
what the
five golden showers, four
dick and nuts,
three explosive shits, two lumpy comforts, and a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
I had cut my own life up.
And the tenth day of TV, Jim Henson gave to me, ten drinks of puke, nine baiters baiting, eight pussies screaming, seven gainers gaining, six recalculus, you touch five! Four!
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits! Two sloppy comforts! Dirty crack or day of HIV!
The glamour, the glitter!
On the 11th day of TV! 11 sniff freaks!
Sniffy!
10 drums of milk and 9 beaters beating!
Yeah!
Pussies screaming! 7 gamers gaming! Yeah!
Here's the fish pillow.
Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits.
How many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freaks, sniffing, 10 drums of puke, 9 beaters beating,
8 pussies
screaming, 7 beaters gaining, 6 recalculus utards,
5
golden shoes, 4
dick and nuts,
3 explosive shits, 2 sloppy comforts, dirty crack or dying of HIV.
AIDS, I'm talking about AIDS.
Dirty crack or dying of HIV.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, December 3rd, 2018, coming up on the program today, virtual hate crime, plus screaming about your dangling pussy, feeding kids Pine Sol, and masturbation or dick readjustment. You decide. All coming up today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The most wonderful thing about me, I'm warm and festive.
Yes, everybody, Tim Henson back here with you, starting off a new week of programs. I have got a great show for you today. Let me first apologize. I had every intention of doing a show this weekend, and this fucking dumb Distorted View store that I promised you would be open sucked the ever fucking life out of me. I have set up dozens of websites throughout my life. Successful websites. You may remember fartbitch.com, my tribute to Thursday Lane. That's a domain I set up in like 20 minutes. I don't know why I chose to go with fartbitch.com when all of you have gone to distortedview.com to subscribe to this fucking show. Whatever. This thing was actively fighting me. It was like riding a bucking bronco. I was holding on for dear life. I don't know if that analogy works. I don't know why it was a bucking bronco, but it really was. Like, every step of the way, there was an issue. Yesterday, I couldn't upload images. That's where I was stuck for most of the day. Couldn't upload pictures to show you what these dumb products look like. And I spent hours and hours trying to figure out what I did wrong. I took down the whole website. I reinstalled the software. Still was giving me issues. Eventually, I gave up and I said, I got to contact the people who are running my server. And I had them reboot the server. And then everything worked. I just needed to turn the computer off and turn it back on again. That's tech support 101 right there. Anyway, I'm happy to report that the Distorted View store is finally open. I finished last night around 3:30 in the morning. You can go to store.distortedview.com, or there's a link on distortedview.com, and you can check out all of the wonderful new merchandise. We've got t-shirts, new mugs, new hats, and a bunch of new fun stuff, including the ugliest pillow ever, Distorted View cell phone cases. There's even an ornament you can hang on your dumb little tree. New hats, DV trucker hats, and beanies are back, and all sorts of cool stuff. Check it out, please. Consume. Make this worthwhile for me. All of my blood, sweat, and tears went into this stupid thing. Again, store.distortedview.com. All major credit cards and even PayPal accepted. If you want to know my favorite new products, I would have to say the Recocula shirt. But also, I don't know. There's also a couple different styles of shirts. Like, there's a smells like turbo.
Turbo.
Tank top for you guys. Want to show off your guns. And there's a few lady t-shirts. The tranny t-shirt. There's a lot. Check it out. Go to store.distortedview.com. Okay, thank you. Moving on now. I follow video game news because, you know, I'm a dork. And apparently, Fallout 76 is having a bit of a rocky launch. Most people who play it have decided that it sucks pretty hard. But there's a small, dedicated fan base, I guess. For those of you that don't know, Fallout 76 allows you to play online with your friends and with strangers. You know what that means. You get called a faggot and killed 3 seconds after you spawn. Over and over and over. Video games are fun. That actually was a huge problem for some players this weekend. They were, you know, just doing their thing, having some fun apocalyptic mayhem when a group of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in their neighborhood. No, this was not a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air situation. This was some straight-up hate crimes. Virtual hate crimes. I guess the players were gay. So that should tell you who's playing Fallout 76.
Faggot!
I'm just kidding, of course. Or am I? Alright, so there was like a group of guys playing. I guess they were gay. And they were... the thing is, they were all shirtless. Because gays have to be shirtless. No matter where they are. Even in video games. They gotta be loud and proud and semi-naked. This is why they were targeted. All right, so they were prancing around, naked, half-naked, and then some other players saw them frolicking and decided to target them, and I have some audio here. Strong language ahead. I mean, this is Distorted View after all.
What was wrong? Come here, bitch.
You know what they did to your people back then? We killed them, buddy.
Lynch. Lynch. Queers.
looked at him, he's like, oh my god, I'm being chased, oh my god.
It's like, oh, these straight people are so strong.
My
I blame this all on the developer. Who is it, Bethesda? They've made their game so fucking boring. These people online are trying to make their own fun. Let's go kill gay people.
We'll take you down swift. Pummel, this is the strongest queer I've ever met.
Yeah, they're attacking one of the gays.
Level of gay.
This is expert gay. He's like, little do these guys know, they're gonna get wanted.
You know who this guy sounds like?
Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee.
Doesn't he kind of sound like Humpty of the Humpty Dance fame?
Gay eliminators.
Yeah. Fags like to get anally probed, and I'm what they call a homophobe. I hate the gays. I'll beat them all day. He really does kind of sound like Humpty.
We're quiz.
Queer. Yeah,
faggot ass,
no clothes, you fucking queer.
Yeah,
really do.
Why are you walking around with no clothes?
Yeah, why are you walking around with no clothes, huh?
I mean, queer. It gets progressively worse.
Yeah, keep on walking, fag.
Keep on walking, beta male, fucking queer. We're cleansing the wasteland.
I think the radiation got to your brain, buddy.
Of the queers, yeah. What's the one meme?
Wow, he really does kind of just sound like a basement dweller, doesn't he? They're betas. What's that one meme?
Gay people when they get in hell be like, guess I was wrong.
I will give it to the guy who did most of the talking there. He expressed no remorse, and he's like, I'm not apologizing. It was funny. Calm the fuck down. We're just playing a game. This isn't real life. Also, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I don't know. I can see both sides of the argument. First of all, these guys were really going after the homosexuals pretty hard here. Ooh. Pounding them over and over again from behind. What? Are you sure the gays didn't like this? I guess it's difficult to ban or report user activity, like people who are acting like assholes online, and that's why this guy, gay guy, turned to Twitter and posted some footage and said, hey, Bethesda, what the fuck is up with this? On the flip side, I know if this was me playing the game, you know what I would do? I would just walk away. Well, first of all, I would make fun of that guy's voice. Like, you are making fun of gays. You're making fun of anyone going through life with that goofy-ass voice. But then I would log off or, you know, restart the game or whatever. Just move on with my day. I think, and this is where old man Tim's going to start his spiel, this is a problem with the youth of today. Who could really benefit from some bullying? It builds character, goddammit. It helps you get through real bad times. You know, when I was growing up, I wasn't bullied in video games. I was bullied in real life. Other children were mean to me to my face. Over and over, all day fucking long. I hated high school. You know what that did to me, though? Now, when I have a bad day at work or out in public or whatever, I think this still beats not being an adult. Kids today, you know, everything is safe, right? School is safe. They go through their day not being bullied. Everyone has to say nice things. Everyone's getting along, singing fucking kumbaya. They have no idea what they're in store for in the real world. I was reading an article about young kids, I guess millennials, I don't know, and they actually will have their parents deal with their bosses. Yeah, this is Jasmine's mom. Jasmine, over there in accounts receivable. She thinks you're giving her too much work, and she really would like Friday off. Like that type of bullshit. Yeah, this is Hunter's dad. Don't you think my son deserves a raise right about now? It's ridiculous. I mean, there's a part of me that's jealous. I would love to have my parents fight all of my battles, even as an adult. But, I mean, they end up coming out of high school rather soft-boiled. Feelings are so important to, you know, the younger kids. Like, this is how I feel. I feel this way, so it must be true. It's my personal truth. In reality, no one cares what you feel. It doesn't matter. Oh, I could go on and on about these kids today. Oh, my God. We are getting dangerously close to me needing you guys to initiate Directive 491. You guys remember what Directive 491 is, right? You know how I dislike the elderly, the near-deads, if you will? I cannot become one of them. You need to take me out when that happens. Directive 491. The doomsday clock just inched a minute closer to midnight, if you know what I mean. It is almost time. I gotta say my goodbyes. All right, real quick, before we get into the news, I do have a piece of audio I want to share with you, courtesy of E-Fucked. You know I love me some crazy-ass porn bitches. That's my thing. And unfortunately, Pornhub does not have that as one of their categories. There's no crazy-ass bitch category. And I'm looking to get that changed, using my considerable pull. You know, it's funny, I'm advertising right now on Overcast, so we're getting a lot of taps and subscriptions. I bet you a lot of people think I'm just an asshole homophobe. You know, I went on a fucking 10-minute rant today, blasting the gays. Now I'm screeching about how crazy porn bitches are my cup of masturbation tea. The mere fact I drink masturbation tea should tell you guys I'm a big fucking careless fairy. I sweeten my Earl Grey with Earl sperm. Yeah, now you new listeners don't know what to think about me. I'm a riddle wrapped inside an enigma, covered in the menstrual blood of a teenage girl's first period. What does that mean? I don't know. It's disgusting and wrong, just like me. All right, listen, I don't know. I'm getting off track once again here. This woman's name is Destiny DeVille, and she be straight up cray. Once in my life, I would like to have that reaction from someone I'm fucking. Just, you know, any amount of enthusiasm or, like, you know, acknowledgement that what I'm doing is working or feels good.
Yes! Oh, I fucking
mean, he's not even doing anything, right? It's like the guy fucking her is giving out of 50%. Not particularly fast, it's not particularly hard, he's even lying down, right? He's on his side. You know, the hardest thing that he's doing is holding up her leg, which I guess can get tiring. It's just a standard fuck, but Jesus Christ,
fuck
isn't it?
Yes! Oh, fucking bite my pussy!
Yeah, if you missed that, Destiny just screamed, bite my pussy. Which, as far as I know, the guy does not end up doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Yeah, you like fucking that stacky little pussy of mine, huh? Yeah, it feels fucking good, but you need deep in that fucking pussy. Yeah, get deep in there. Get a fucking cock as deep as you can fuck it. Fuck me. Fuck me harder.
I think she's, like, British or something.
Fuck me fucking harder. Is that all you fucking got? Fuck me.
I've never heard someone foreign sound so dirty. Usually British people are so polite. She's also not white. She's one of them Indian Brits. And you know, it's one thing to talk dirty, but I don't think I would like hearing about how skanky your pussy is while I'm fucking you. Fuck my dirty, infected cunt! Ah, yeah, pound it! Oh, you're gonna catch something! You know, skanky pussy. I don't like that term.
Fuck me, look at me when you fuck me. Yeah, I'm a dirty fucking slut. Tell me I'm a fucking slut. Tell me I'm a fucking dirty whore. I just love to fuck now. Fuck me. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Your mom is fuck. Get that fucking cock deep in there. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Beat that fucking pussy. Yeah, bang that pussy. Bang my fucking
Oh, now that I could get into. Bang that pussy. Destroy that pussy. Dominate that pussy!
Pussy! Oh, that feels so fucking good, yucky!
I am Tim, the pussy conqueror! I claim this pussy in the name of the United States.
Yeah, keep fucking me!
I like when girls just bark.
Oh god, yes, yes, yes! Fucking beat me! Fucking beat my pussy up! Fuck me harder! It's all you fucking got! I love watching that fucking cock going in and out of this dangly little pussy.
A dangly pussy? Like that. You're sporting a dick.
Fuck me like a dirty little trampy fucking whore. Fuck me like a little Indian slut I am, the neglected little bitch that I am. Fuck me. Oh,
why we gotta get racial up in here? Also, I hope she used mouthwash and brushed her teeth before the shoot, because she's very close to this man's face, and she's just screaming. I could see it being very difficult for this guy to concentrate if she's got, you know, stank ass breath. This is quite a clip. Let me just fast forward.
Oh, fuck! Yes, yes, yes!
Yeah, this goes on and on. If you want to see the whole clip, you can check out E-Fucked. But here's the very end.
Oh, oh yes, 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 yes! Oh.
We need to get her in a scene with Nick Manning.
Dropping loads right in your mouth. Oh, yeah. Eat it up. Heat it up.
They could record the porn in, like, surround sound, THX or something. You wouldn't even need to masturbate to this porn. The vibrations coming from the speaker would be enough to jerk your dick off. Shake that cum right out of your cock. You know, when I was looking for that sound clip of Nick Manning, I figured something out. I don't think I've ever made this connection before. But Nick Manning sounds like someone...
That's it.
I want two cheeseburgers. Hey, does that help?
Yes.
Get fucking drilled.
Don't load it up with a bunch of bullshit! Yes! He sounds like the original Tourette's man.
That's all right.
Pretty good. Who's that faggot with tuba?
That's our dad!
Watch your mouth!
Oh, shit!
There's Tourette's man. And the awesome mix one of you freaks came up with. Shit is always on my mind. I think this is from a Distorted View listener.
I want two cheeseburgers.
There it is.
I want pickles. And ketchup on them. And don't blow it up, but you pull.
Shit! All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Is still around really only because of the sideshow and its members. Thank you so much to all of my members for supporting this nonsense. If you would like to support Distorted View Daily, become a true and honorable freak, get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. We've got special holiday pricing. Grab yourself a monthly membership when you sign up. You get a username and password protected RSS feed. That RSS feed contains all of the free side programs and also all of the exclusive content. And you can use, you know, Apple Podcast apps. There's most podcast apps work with the sideshow feed. You can also grab the content from the website, superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up today. I'm looking for a few new freaks to sign up, and it is a great time right now with Sideshow membership deals. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow's program will be exclusive, as will Thursday's show. Other ways to support this nonsense, of course, we've got that Patreon account. You can pledge a few dollars that way, and we've got our new store over there at store.distortedview.com. Links are over there at distortedview.com as well. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Oh, I love news stories where kids almost die. The only thing better, of course, are news stories where kids actually die. Listen, we have an overpopulation problem, and you fucking people will not close your legs. You insist on thinking having kids is a good idea. It's a good idea for no one. Get a pet! Those shelters are overrun with adorable furry creatures. You can get a bag of dog food for like 20 bucks. It'll last you a month. That's all they fucking need, right? You take them to a vet once a year, spend $100 on shots. They're golden. Kids are constantly crying, getting sick, needing money, needing food, clothing. Dogs don't need clothing. Also, I refuse to partake in this nonsense where families benefit. They get little perks over single people. First of all, the whole tax thing drives me up the wall. you basically get free money for breeding. Until I'm in office, I can't do anything about that. However, I sure as fuck can do something about the family parking spots that I've been seeing popping up. Why do I have to walk a half a mile just to enter a grocery store where I will spend money, give you money? It's not fair. These spots, all right, the first few spots in every aisle are for the handy tards. I get it. You're limping, gimping around. You know, you weren't born this way, probably. Life dealt you a shitty blow there, so all right, I'll let the handicaps have their spots. I think maybe there are too many handicap spots in a lot of these stores. We could probably get away with half of them, all right? But all right, so like the first three spots are like handicap in an aisle, right? Then you've got the expecting mothers. I've seen spots that are designated just for veterans. Then you get the families parking. By the time we get through all of the reserved, you know, spots, I'm out west, right? I'm in the desert. I've got to take a bus into the grocery store. And, you know, these handicap spots, I gave a pass to the handicap people, but you got to put some effort into parking. Otherwise, you shouldn't be allowed to drive. Your spots are extra wide. I should not see your car on the line, anywhere near a line. And some of these parking spots for the handicap are now not even spots. Like, normally you pull into a spot, right? These are going the other way, long ways. I think they're for vans, but anyone can park there as long as you've got the handicap placard. It just takes up so much space. Anyway, since I legally can't park in handicap spots, I do park in the family and expecting mother spots, because I don't think they can tow you for that. It's not against the law or anything. It may be against the rules, but there's no law saying that you have to offer spots to expecting knocked up prego bitches. Best of all, if someone gives you a hard time, hey, why are you parking in these spots? It's for families. You could just say, oh, I'm picking up my wife and kids. They've been shopping. I do the driving because I'm the man. Can't trust a woman behind the wheel. And you have a good laugh and no one suspects anything. You know another thing that pisses me off in parking spots? All right, I park in a spot. There's 50 spots fucking closer to the store. Because, you know, the second I pull into a spot, that's when everyone leaves the store, right? You know, whatever. But then a car sees me, sees the spots closer to the store, and decides instead to park next to me. Like, we're going to be best friends. It just seems like everyone has to be close to me. They see me and they're like, oh, this is where the action's at. I gotta park as close to this idiot as possible. Same thing happens at the movie theater. I went this weekend. I needed a break. I was so fucking sick of staring at my computer screen and working on this dumb store. Lord Douche and I went and saw Wreck-It Ralph. And we saw it early in the morning on IMAX. So it wasn't too expensive because it was super early, right? No one was in the theater. This was the thing where you can use the app, the AMC app, right? Fucking IMAX theaters are huge. The whole auditorium is like hundreds of seats, right? So, and you can pick which seat you want to sit at. In the app, the reserved seating. No one is in the theater, right, when I'm buying the tickets. So I pick my seat, my two seats, buy the tickets. I get to the theater. We sit down. The theater is empty. There's maybe like five other people in the theater. And sure enough, this Asian couple picked seats right next to me. She was sitting on my fucking lap. Why? Why did you, out of the entire thing, why did you pick the seats right next to someone else? When you could pick something, I'm doing the clapping. Why would you pick a seat next to someone else? It doesn't make any sense. That should be outlawed. People should go to jail for this type of behavior. Then, later on, like after the movie started, some other people came and again sat in our fucking row next to Lord Douche. But they at least left a seat or two as a spacer. I can't be comfortable with someone next to me because those seats are not that big to begin with, because they want to cram as many people as possible into these theaters, right? So her shoulder is like pressing up against mine. I can't breathe. I hate leaving the house. You know what happens when I leave the house? I get all agitated and people get me sick. Whenever I am close to an Asian out in public, I immediately think, well, yeah, I'm getting sick. I don't know if that's racist. I think it's because you see all those pictures of like people in Japan or China or whatever wearing those masks out in public. You just get the idea that they're very sickly people. I think it has something to do with all the fish they eat. I don't know, mercury poisoning or something? Weakens their immune system. What the hell am I talking about? Have we even started the first news story yet? Good God, I'll be here all night. All right, this story comes from Honolulu. Oh, Hawaii. State officials are investigating after three children at an East Honolulu preschool were served pine sol instead of apple juice. There's no way that is an accident, right? An apple juice jug and a pine sol cleaner bottle look nothing alike. The incident happened last week at Kilohana United Methodist Church Preschool. According to KHNL, a classroom assistant who was preparing morning snacks for the children, poured the cleaning fluid into the cups and then gave it to the kids. The children took a few sips. More than one. You're trying to tell me that kids are not stupid? The children took a few sips before workers realized the mistake. Probably after kids started vomiting. The good news is, it should be easy to clean the floors. You don't even need to add cleaner. Just literally mop up the vomit. The assistant apparently saw the yellow/brown-colored liquid container on a cleanup cart in the kitchen and returned to the classroom with it. She didn't think it was weird that apple juice was on a cart labeled cleanup. You know, full of chemicals. Reports said 1 4-year-old girl and 2 5-year-old girls were treated but had no signs of sickness. Officials said the bottle of pine sol was properly labeled. Preschool staff will be undergoing mandatory training. Like, how can you train that? Yeah, see that bottle of pine sol? Don't give that to children to drink. And the way we know not to do that is, it says pine sol on it. It does not say apple juice. Open your fucking eyes. All right, the school plans to rework its workflow with snack time. A lot of extra effort is now going to go into making sure that children don't drink pine sol when it's unnecessary. Just fire this fucking worker. It's not a workflow issue. It's a don't hire dum-dums issue. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
A Florida doctor pissed on himself and repeatedly confessed his love for a deputy Wednesday during his second arrest. These actions were considered toned down from his first arrest, where he shit his pants and scooted on the police interrogation table while masturbating and singing the lyrics to the Charles in Charge theme song. So, this is an improvement, merely pissing himself and confessing his love to a police officer. Thank you for restraining yourself. All right. Yes, a Florida doctor peed on himself and repeatedly confessed his love for a deputy Wednesday during his second arrest, according to the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Deputy said an employee from a restaurant called them to report that staff kicked out a man, later identified as Mohammed Chaudhary. I laugh because I know I butchered that name. Yes, he was too intoxicated, according to the employee. About 15 minutes later, an employee from a Publix grocery store on U.S. Highway 27 called 911 to report that a silver car was being driven in circles in the parking lot. A deputy who arrived at the parking lot said Chaudhary was trying to try, again, I'm laughing because I know this is very, very wrong. It doesn't even look like Chaudhary. Was trying to drive out of the parking lot, but then made a U-turn and eventually parked when he saw the patrol car. His eyes were bloodshot and glassy, and he smelled of alcohol. He was also unable to stand up without swaying and unable to maintain balance. The arresting deputy said Chaudhary continuously stated that he loved me over and over, and then he urinated on himself. In his culture, maybe that's how you prove your love for someone.
Crazy ethnic people!
This show is racist. The man agreed to a field sobriety test. Well, he's certainly exhibiting the overconfidence of a drunk person.
Yeah,
I'd take a field sobriety test. Why not? Sure. Prove to you assholes I'm not drunk. All right, yes, he agreed to a field sobriety test, which determined that he was too inebriated to be driving. Records show that he was previously arrested on a DUI charge in 2011. Oh, it's been 7 years. And during that incident, he refused to submit to a breath test, so he's trying a different tactic now. Deputies said he also refused to submit to a breath test after Wednesday's arrest. Oh, so he agreed to the field sobriety test, but no breathalyzer. He was charged with DUI, second offense, and refusal to submit to a breathalyzer. So there you go. That is what's happening in Florida. I find it strange that this is a news story. Like, is it really that newsworthy or noteworthy that a drunk man pissed himself? Like, have you ever been to a college bar before? All right, from pissing yourself to masturbating on the subway. In other words, from Florida to New York. That's where our final story comes from today. An accused subway sicko was acquitted of touching himself. Oh, what? How did he beat this rap? Is that how you say that? Did he beat the rap? All right, an accused subway sicko was acquitted of touching himself on a morning N train after the defense argued the well-endowed defendant was merely adjusting his dick through his pants. This guy is going to end up getting so much fucking pussy. Yeah, all right, he got in trouble for masturbating on the subway, but no press is bad press, especially when you have a massive hog. Costa, oh, more hard names. Why can't these people be named like Jim Jones? I feel like maybe back in the day we would have talked about Jim Jones. Costa Colesi. Sure. Arrested in April while ripping down wanted posters bearing his picture, was cleared Friday of public lewdness and harassment after a brief Brooklyn criminal court bench trial. The 61-year-old defendant testified that he was returning early from his construction job and had no recollection of the supposed April 9th self-stroking. I love that the newspaper had to write down the word self-stroking. Alethea Richardson, 32, contacted police after shooting a videotape that allegedly showed Colossi engaged in hand-to-gland contact. Like, it would be it's pretty easy to tell if someone's masturbating. Like, there's a big difference between adjusting and jerking it. Was there a jerking motion? A stroking motion, if you will. Or was it more of a, like, a sweeping motion? You don't masturbate by sweeping the dick from left to right or right to left. Or from under your balls to over your balls. In the video, the woman can be heard saying, "Disrespect! Nasty! Pervert!" At no point in the video did the defendant ever unzip or expose himself. Defense attorney Carrie London said the accuser was guilty of paying too much attention to Colossi's dick and nut. I'm sorry. How rude of me. Alexis, this is your line. What was this woman paying too much attention to? Colossi's
pussy juice.
No, Alexis. Try again. The woman was paying attention to Colossi's
pussy juice.
You have one job on this show, and that is to say dick and nuts. And you have let me down today. I'm very disappointed in you. I'll just do it myself. Defense attorney Carrie London charged the accuser was guilty of paying too much attention to Colossi's dick and nuts. The fact that Mr. Colossi may have a big penis, you know, I don't know if there was a jury involved in this trial, but I would demand to see this guy's penis. I think that says a lot about me. All right, the fact that Mr. Colossi may have a big penis that this woman was enamored with from sitting across from him does not make him guilty of a crime, London argued Friday. This is a good lawyer. This is someone minding his own business who happens to have a penis. He noted that trial evidence showed the two were riding in an empty subway car with ample opportunity for Richardson to simply move to another seat. She wanted to make a situation out of something that wasn't, said London. Attempts to reach Richardson for comment on the verdict were unsuccessful. A source familiar with the case said Judge Elizabeth Warren, not that Elizabeth Warren, the local judge Elizabeth Warren, didn't buy the massive member defense, but saw legal shortcomings in the prosecution's case. The judge indicated she did not credit his defense with a big dick, but didn't find his conduct lewd enough. Warren did not explain her ruling in court. The public lewdness law does not require exposure of a private part. Richardson told cops that she boarded the train at the 59th Street station in Sunset Park and spied the man seated across from her, grabbing and rubbing his crotch area. She stated that she observed that the man's penis was erect. Well, guys can't control that, especially on a bumpy subway train. Come on. Give us a break, lady. She said that the man's penis was erect and appeared to be almost protruding from his pants. She was extremely upset. Oh, yeah, so upset that she, you know, got her cell phone out and recorded. She reported it to Transit Precinct after getting off the train. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office introduced about 3 minutes of video in three clips, discreetly recorded by Richardson. Throughout the shots, Colossi is seen man-spreading across a priority seating, two-person bench, crouched below an ad for Capsule Pharmacy. He sporadically glances in her direction. Twice he appears to be tugging on his genitals for about 10 seconds straight. That's a little much, in addition to other self-touching. Mr. Colossi is an Albanian native living in Brooklyn, and he remains in federal immigration custody, facing a deportation order triggered by his arrest. He's currently inside...
Dick and nuts!
No, Alexis, you're late. You're very late. He's currently inside the Hudson County Correctional Facility. He's not inside anyone's dick and nuts, hoping the acquittal will boost his hopes for staying in Brooklyn. So there you go. That is what is happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. I'm going to play some calls here in just a second. There are other ways to contact me. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord where freaks hang out in, share stuff, chat. That's pretty cool. We're going to play a couple calls here. These first calls are not from the standard voicemail line. These calls are from our very exclusive premier level gold star, diamond circle, executive business class, platinum voicemail line. These calls get played first. Usually I'm like a month behind on voicemails, but these guys get pushed right up to the front of the queue. And how do they get access to that special voicemail line? By becoming patrons over there at patreon.com/distortedview. All right. Enough bullshit there.
Hey, Tim, this is some guy in Japan. You're a loyal lifetime freak.
My nephew and I were just talking about Japan. He visited Japan and was telling me how cool and crazy Tokyo was and said that I need to go. And he wants to go again. I should go. Come visit. I'm crashing at your place.
Yeah, I just wanted to say after listening to
you. You did say you were from Japan, right? I heard either Japan or Europe.
I just wanted to say after listening to your completely justified rant about the Seinfeld thing.
Okay. A couple days ago. I got to talk about this again. It drove me up the wall. As a matter of fact, it has persuaded me to go back and watch all of Seinfeld. I signed up for Hulu, basically. Because I got like a 99 cent a month deal or something. But anyway, there's a YouTube series where children watch old things. And the fact that Seinfeld is considered old just breaks my heart. And at the end, they talk about what they have seen and if they think it holds up or not. And it was pretty divided. It wasn't like unanimous, like, oh, wow, Seinfeld, this is great comedy. The children were offended. Like, they showed clips of the episode, the contest, where they all have to hold out from masturbating. The girl was offended not because of the subject matter. The whole episode was about masturbation. She was upset because the show was sexist, because the guy said that Elaine should have no problem holding out longer than the guy's jerking off because she's a woman. And she had to put up, I guess, like, you know, the bet was $100 each, and she had to give $150. And that just drove this girl crazy. It's like, it's a sitcom. Just sit back and relax.
I think you need to come out of the closet, Tim. I think you need to admit to yourself that you are now a conservative.
I don't want to be.
And I know. You're like, but I'm gay. No, you're a cis white male who doesn't believe the right things about the trannies.
I believe the right, first of all. Everything that I ever say is the right thing. Just know that. Whatever my opinion is the way you guys should be thinking. And if you're not, you're wrong. There's a reason I have a show. Okay, it's a podcast. Anyone can have a podcast, but I have a very popular podcast in my head. I don't know. People get the wrong idea because I say tranny instead of trans sometimes. I'm sorry. I grew up in a time where the word tranny was acceptable. Trannies would love to be called trannies. At the time, they were called freaks of fucking nature. Calling them tranny is, I do it out of respect. I honestly see it as a way of shortening the word. Instead of transgender, tranny. I like to get to the point. I don't like to waste your time. Furthermore, I don't have a problem with trans people. I think it's great. If that's who you are, if that's who you feel, if you feel like you're a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body and you want to become whatever or whatever, I don't care. It doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. I'm all for it. I support you on your little journey. I think where some people feel that I am transphobic is when I criticize trans people for being dumb, just like I criticize everyone else for being stupid or annoying.
You're transphobic. You're, oh my gosh, you do all these terrible things. Basically, if DV ever gets shut down, it's not going to be from some right-wing Christian group. It's going to be from lefties complaining to Patreon and Visa and PayPal.
Probably.
And you kicked off. So I think you need to just go ahead and join the Republican Party, Tim. Do it. Come
yeah,
on.
Right. Well,
Trump, MAGA.
Oh, God, no.
But seriously,
I can't.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The left has gone absolutely nuts these days. Anyway.
Yeah, but so has the right. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, both sides are just going crazy. There needs to be a middle ground. Let's start our own political party, the Levenge Party. I made up a number. Why can't I make up a political party? Use the same fucking name. By the way, if you are a fan of Levenge, the whole number that I discovered between 2 and 3, we've got a Levenge t-shirt. And you actually see what Levenge looks like. It's, you know, people have gotten Levenge tattoos. Have you seen those? I posted some on Facebook. Many years ago, when I started talking about Levenge, someone created a Popular Science, I think it was a Popular Science magazine cover with my discovery on it, and they made what they thought Levenge would look like, and it kind of stuck. It really looks like a mixture between 2 and 3. A little more swirly, though, I guess. Anyway, so then people started getting tattoos, and now you can buy a t-shirt with Levenge. It says, Levenge, 1, 2... Levenge, 3, 4. It's in a variety of different t-shirts. It says, Levenge, you can count on it, or something stupid like that. Just another dumb way to support Distorted View Daily. Anyway, we should really... There's got to be a... I'm not a libertarian. I don't want to be one of those freaks.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. It's
you know, everyone says they're a libertarian, and it means something different to everyone. So I don't even consider that a real political party.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. It's Belina Kay. I just was listening to the show, and I kind of just had a random question. I know you've mentioned the shows you like 90 Day Fiancé and other reality shows that are on, like, HGTV and stuff. But, like, are there any other TV shows you really like favorites, the ones you've been meaning to watch? Like, what's your taste in TV?
I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia now. I know for many years people have been trying to get me to watch that, and I finally did a few seasons ago, and I love that. I still watch South Park. I watch, as far as non-comedies, Lord Douche got me into Doctor Who. He's a fucking nerd. Those are the ones on the top of my head that I can think of. We watch a lot of shit, but I can't think of any. Some cartoons, anime, Mob Psycho 100 or something.
Howdy,
the new one.
Human Garbage here.
Hi!
I'd like to get your mom something nice for Christmas. Maybe a gift card. Heard Level 80 Cat Lady talking about doing something like that, too.
Oh, wow.
Great idea.
That would be very nice and unexpected, and I'm sure my mom would
I love you.
Would tell you not to do that.
Love your family.
But
I hope you guys are going to have a good holiday this year.
I hope so, too. There's some drama going on in our family, so I don't know how our Christmas is going to be this year. Should be interesting. I'll give you guys a full update afterwards. All right. I don't know. You know, Ashtabula's weird. My mom doesn't, like, leave the Ashtabula area. She doesn't go in. She doesn't drive more than 5 minutes from places. So Ashtabula has very limited number of places where you could get her a gift card, like national chains or whatever. We have a Giant Eagle grocery store. She loves Giant Eagle. We've got, like I said, Applebee's, Steak and Shake. I don't know. Maybe it's better. Maybe just get her a prepaid Visa card or something. I don't know. I honestly can't think of very many like national chains. We've got a GameStop, but my mom's not a gamer. Could always do Amazon. I can get my. I'm trying to get my mom into online shopping. She likes the idea of it, but she. I don't think she's purchased something online yet. So we could always go that route. I don't know. If you. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll try to think more about that. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God,
fucking bang my pussy!
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, but only if you're Sideshow members. So it is a great time to sign up, become a true and honorable freak, at great holiday pricing. You'll get tomorrow's episode. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
You're talking about.